Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Ksuvos Daf Yud Zayin Ksuvos 17. We're going to start on the bottom of Tez Zayin on the Beis, where the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanon, Ketze Merakta Lefnei Akawa. How does one dance before the bride? But literally, that's what it literally means. But Rashi says, it means Ma Omrim Lefnei. What is it that we say in front of her when we are dancing? When we're dancing in front of the bride, what do we say? So Beishamai or Beishamai says, Kala Kamoshahi. You say to the bride, according to the way she is, meaning to say, as Rashi says, Lefi Ofya V'chashivuta Mekal Sinota. According to her praise and to her level of being distinguished, that's how we praise her. Meaning to say, we have to be accurate with the way we praise her. Some say this means that if she has a blemish, then we don't say anything at all. Or Tosfos says, no, what it means is, it doesn't say, mean that she doesn't have beauty, we don't say anything. But rather, Tosfos says, v'miyesh bamum yishtako. He first quotes that first explanation. If she has a blemish, we're quiet. V'lo yishapchua, we don't praise her. But then Tosfos gives a second explanation. Inami, or alternatively, what it means is, Yeshabchuha bedavar na'ash yeshba. We find something nice in her to praise. Gombe now, we praise her eyes, ubi adah, or her hands. Imheim yafos, if her hands are very nice. Whereas Beisil says, kala na v'chasuda. Beisil says, now what does it mean? It says, we say, she's a kala that's na v'chasuda, that we always say that she's a bride who's beautiful and charming. And Rashi explains what this means is chut shel chesed, a string of kindness, mashach aleha, is drawn over her. Every bride is beautiful. And so that's what Tosfos says, Beisil Omrim Yishabchu Gamri, that we praise her completely. Because when we praise that which is one aspect of her, which is good, and the rest of her is going to be, obviously, it's going, the inference is that it's a gnai, that it's no good. So Amar Lahen Beishamai LeBeisilo. So Beishamai says to Beisilo, Hare Shahaisa Chigeres Osuma Omrim LaKala Na V'chasuda. So Beishamai says to Beisilo, if she is lame or blind, do we really say to her, you are a beautiful and Kala Na V'chasuda, you're a beautiful bride? Torah Amra, but the Torah says, Midvar Shekhar Tirchak, stay away from falsehood. So how can we say you're Kala Na V'chasuda if you're really not so beautiful? So that's the age-old question. How do you tell a bride if she's not beautiful? How do you say that? So Amra Lahem Beisil Beishamai. So Beisil responds to Beishamai, L'divrecha Misha L'kach Mekach Raman Ashok. According to your approach, if somebody made a purchase in the marketplace, and this purchase is a mekachra, it's a bad purpose. Yishabchenu beinav, uyganenu beinav. Should you praise it in the eyes of the purchaser who bought it, or should you denigrate it? Have a omer yishabchenu beinav. Of course, it's obviously the case that you should praise it. That, and what's the reason? Because we have, because what do you get out of criticizing this criticizing this purchase? What, you're going to gain nothing from that fact. And so we're not talking about a case where the person was cheated. We're talking about, as the Rishonim say, but we're talking about a case where the person bought it and he just really had bad taste. So of course you should keep it to yourself. So we say, from here we say, the Chachamim say, Olam Teidato Shaladam Murevis Imabrios. A person's mind should always be murevis imabrios. This is a person who always is murav imabrios, means that they're mingled with the other people. That this idea is, a person is mingled with other people, he's going to treat other people well. So ish v'ish kirtzono, that you do according to each person what you think they want, which is best for them. And so that's the way Rashi explained it. So Beishamai is of the position, Afagav de Shiabchenum Ba'enav, Elam Chachamim Rahaskin, Itakin Rahaskik Omar Sheker, the Torah Amra Midvar Sheker Tirchak. So Beishamai says, even though you should pray it in his eyes, that's one thing if you want to praise it. However, the chacham shouldn't go out of their way to make a takana that everybody needs to praise it. If you want to praise it in his mind, fine, that's your prerogative. But why should the chachamim be making such a takana that you have to say kavana v'chasuda when in reality she's not a kavana v'chasuda? So that's why Tosu says. That's why Beis Shammai says that is not a good argument. And so the Gemara says this is what they used to sing for the bride. So that was one thing that they say kavana v'chasuda. Another approach is ki asur avdimi amar halchi mashru kame kawasa b'ma'arava. This is how they would sing in front of the brides in Eretz Yisrael. She doesn't have kachal, she doesn't have this eye makeup, she doesn't have the srak, the blush, she doesn't have the hair braids, and she doesn't have the pirchos, and also as a result of that, she also has, despite all these things, she is malaslein, that she is radiating this chain, this charm. And so we see from here that this reminds us of Esther, that Queen Esther, who also didn't need anything to enhance her beauty. And that's, I think, the idea. If you take these two passages in context together, the point is that the real beauty is obviously the inner beauty.